After the song school ended, the 21st annual Rocky Mountain Folks Festival began, and I quickly learned that Folks Fest is about the community and the fun they have together as what they call festivarians. One of the quirky traditions that I was introduced to was the running of the tarps. I followed festivarian Sarah Rail one morning to get an insider's view on the tradition.
Our other friends are set up kind of back here, and they might want one of the numbers to run as well.
How long have you been coming to the festival?
This is fifth or sixth year.
Nice.
I can't believe it's been that many.
And you run tarps every year?
Yeah, it started my... Oh, I left my cape!
The cape, I learned, is an integral part of Sarah's tarp running. She jokes that it makes her super fast.
So you line up at night at midnight after the music is well done and wait in line for however long the organizers want to make you wait. And then they hand out a lottery of numbers, just mixed up numbers, and that's your order for the next morning of going in to find a really good spot the next day to listen to music. So you just cross your fingers and hope you get a low number.
So how long did you wait last night to get number 25?
Only like an hour and a half. They were really nice this year. Past years, they've made us wait until like 3, 4 in the morning some nights, but they've consistently given them out at like 1, 1:30.
What's your strategy? Like once they say go?
Run, push the weak down, elbow people, kick their legs out, try to trip people, you know. And then just unfurl and try to get as much land as possible out in the festival grounds.
That sounds really cutthroat. Is that really how it happens? Or people kind of, do they help each other out?
No, it's pretty chill. People help you out, like, organize your tarp most of the time. Some people are a little cutthroat, and if you're not covering a blade of grass, they take it from you. Pretty much it doesn't really matter what number you have, because everybody sticks to the same area that they want to sit in every time. So usually I'll lay a tarp out and there won't be anybody even around me.
The sound of bagpipes, played by Patrick O'Kelly, is the signal at Planet Bluegrass to begin the daily running of the tarps at 10 a.m. People stream in at a full run with tarps in hand. I was warned, in fact, while recording audio of the phenomenon, to watch out. I could get run over. Luckily, I made it unscathed and met back up with a triumphant Sarah at her newly claimed piece of grass. Oh,
did you see the guy totally eat it?
No.
He came out just like flying past everybody, and all of a sudden he was maybe 20 yards ahead of me and just did a barrel roll over himself.
Was he okay?
He was fine, because like 30 seconds later he was up and passing me again.
Sarah's new tarp neighbor, Chuck, confirmed the running of the tarps is all for sport and fun.
Oh yeah, my kids love it. So it's like this game they play the whole week. So it's a lot about, and then whoever's the fastest kid gets to run the tarp the next day.
Once the running and tarp placing is over, people set up their lawn chairs, take a seat, and MC Andy Schneidkraut introduces the first songwriters of Folksfest.